This is RSPNB Update, episode 251, recorded Friday, April 9th, 2010. The Large Hadron Digression. Hello, everybody. It's me and Mr. Chief Steak here.
Hello.
Bradley.
Sorry.
Mr. Brad. Brad C. Brad. No, you're not Brad Lena. I'm sorry. You're Braddles. That's right. Anyways. Okay. As you can probably
do, Shane.
Hear from both of our voices, we're both kind of have something wrong in our throats. So that's because we were both out late last night at some concert hollering our throats out. Now we have really, really sore throats. So, bear with us. Bear with us.
It's going to be an interesting show.
Yeah.
It doesn't show up too much for me, does it? Can you tell?
No, I can't tell with you.
No,
can you tell with
good.
Me?
And you're only very slight. Like, on occasion, I notice it, but...
I forgot what I was going to say. I'm sorry. But I've been just battling this since Wednesday, so it should be on its tailing end. But the good news is there's not going to be any yelling matches between me and you, so we're safe.
Not this. Although they did request that. What?
They wanted us to have a fight last week on the April Fool's thing.
Yeah.
Anyways.
No, I think pass.
Did you get your squirrel ears last week?
I did, yes.
Oh, yeah, right. You did it during the show in French.
I did it during the show, yep.
Yeah. So there's no update this week. So with that being said, we're just going to dive straight into this poll that they put up this week. The next interview video, which video on the YouTube channel would you like to see next? Basically, you have a choice between audio, community management, content design, graphics, player support, quality assurance, and translation.
Oh, wow. I did a shocking job reading that. I mean, I read the title, and I saw the next interview video, and I was like, okay, I must have been half asleep or something while voting in the poll, because I had in my mind that they were talking about doing, like, a development diary. I completely skipped over the video part, but okay, yep. Either way, it holds true.
Which one did you vote for?
I voted for... which department would you most like to see featured in our next video? I voted for audio, because while I don't care about audio in the slightest, I only use the RuneScape sounds, no, I don't listen to the music, I thought it would be interesting to actually see how they did it, because, most people dislike the RuneScape music, and so it would be interesting to see why, in a way.
Yeah, but the
and,
thing
and
is...
Also, it would be interesting to see how they do the normal sounds as well, just because, yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, though, they're never too forthcoming about the software they use when they discuss this, you know? Like, it'd be interesting to see some of the software used.
Even though we will be getting a video on one of these things, then
yeah.
It probably still won't answer that.
Because they use in-house software for everything.
But that's fair enough, in a way. I mean, I wouldn't blame them for that. They have to keep their secrets.
Yeah.
At least
content
they are doing
design is winning 40%. Followed by graphics 32%. Then player support. Then community management. Then your audio at 5%. Then translation and quality assurance both at equally 4%.
That was a bit disappointing, I thought. I mean, why would player support get 9%? I would have thought that'd be further down.
Maybe because these people realize that they're not going to get banned, they're banned, but they realize they're not going to get unbanned.
Sort of interesting. Maybe no, I don't. It's in a way it's a good thing though, because I would have expected it to be lower, and sort of shows that maybe the RS population is slightly more mature than I expected. But
yeah,
who knows?
I don't know. I think
although
that,
Again, I was a bit disappointed to see content design way up there.
I think
that's
the reason
just cliche, and they're not going to share anything new.
They want content design is because people want something on the new skill, you know?
Yeah, And yeah, it's not going to be anything interesting.
Of course, they're not going to say anything about, because they don't want it to be a summoning kind of event. They want to keep things, under wraps, so that there's no problems like they had with construction. You remember how long construction was in planning for and how many redesigns it took?
Yeah. Well, vaguely, actually.
So I hope that...
That was a long time ago.
I hope that we're not going to see something like that.
I don't actually think I played when construction was released.
You didn't? I think you did.
No, I was probably taking a break at that point, but I don't remember when it was released. Oh, I might have been free to play or something. But I know I was around when Hunter was released, definitely, because I played that. But I don't remember construction.
Okay.
What about farming? Was I even around? No, I wasn't around when farming was released either. Kind of.
Yeah. So how'd you get?
I must have taken breaks like somewhere in between all of that.
Yeah. Anyways.
But yeah, I digress.
Yes. So is there anything else we can say on this? I don't think so.
That's about it, really. I didn't read the rest of what they posted to do with that poll, so I don't know what they're saying. Oh, it's a bit about each of the things. What did they say about audio?
Audio.
Audio team up. All about atmosphere and mood setting.
Yeah, it sounds like they're trying to give, like a promo for each team, you know?
Oh, yeah, so if you want to know what's involved in making that catchy tune, or how on earth they reproduce the sound of a King Black Dragon dying. See, that would be interesting, not necessarily the catchy tunes, because they've always got some...
No.
Wow, that was surprisingly accurate.
Is that a King Black Dragon dying?
Slightly adjusted, maybe make it shorter, and if you played around with that in Audacity... Yeah, that is actually more like a baby blue dragon, I think, because it was slightly more high-pitched. If you do it lower, it will sound like King Black Dragon. Go. I think that was too low. That sounded like Mushroom sleeping. You know, the troll?
Yeah, that's right. No, I'm sorry, that sounds like another troll sleeping. Yeah,
that
we'll just go with the first one.
That is going to be on the clip show for sure. Okay.
Okay. And you should note that RSBNB is a silver-colored fan site.
Are we really? How does that work?
Yes, we're silver.
What does that mean?
Silver fan sites. Silver fan sites.
Did I miss this news post?
No, it's not a news post. It's on the forums. There are safe websites who understand the basics of supporting players, do not support real trading, and block adverts of any such services. JX acknowledges whenever any copyrighted content images are used. These websites have a friendly atmosphere and encourage players to help each other out. These websites are a good resource for game-related help and often a number of frequently updated tools and guides.
Cool. I'm looking at the wrong thread, but I found another one. It says, Silver, you've clearly put a lot of work into maintaining your website with a number of regularly updated guides
and
tools.
Scroll down.
Oh, okay. You understand the damaging effect real-world trading adverts have. We'll give you a helping hand with occasional announcements. So what is gold?
Okay, gold sites are all of the silver stuff, plus the website owners focus solely on the game they are supporting. They understand that gaming adverts will push players away from the game and their fan site and block remove these ads from their website. Well, that's just dandy, isn't it, hey?
It is, I suppose.
That's just dandy, isn't it, you know? I don't know, like... That could be a topic for a listener question or something, but there's nothing we can
know
do
about
that.
This.
The ads support us, and without the ads, we can't do anything. But go ahead.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's sort of like we do the best we can, or you do. I don't do that much, actually. I block the ads myself. sorry, we can cut that out. I think this whole hierarchical system is a bit
Lame.
What is the word? Lame. Yeah, that would be one word. It's a bit sort of unnecessary. It introduces, or it, you know, it makes certain sites look better than others.
Yeah, and yeah.
NextQ, Cells Realm, and RS Community are top of those. Top of the list.
RScommunity.de.
Yeah, German. The German one. Oh, okay. Well, I suppose they've got a cater for everyone. But then there are other ones like, well, okay, I don't know half of those gold ones. Dutch, Finnish, Swedish, Portuguese, and Polish. Again, they're just trying to get the cater for everyone there.
Yeah.
They've got Tippet and RuneCrypt and RuneHints, and I've...
There was something last night, Mike and I were looking at this, and we realized it was initially gone, so he pointed this to me shortly before we started recording today. And, you know, if the gold sites are going to have gaming ads for other services not on their websites, you know, there's not much we can do about that, because as it is, we're already running a deficit. So
yeah, I know. It's sort of unfair in a way. But
the problem
it goes
is
both ways.
That I think they want to be targeting, like, Jagex is concerned about other people going to play other games. Obviously, that's a natural thing to be scared of. But the thing is that half these games aren't in the same realm. Like, is a Flash game or something going to really hurt Jagex? Because Jagex is an MMO that you put countless of hours of times into, like mine, 200-plus days. You don't put that kind of effort into a Flash game. So I don't exactly see how they're considering them competitor ads, but as we say, if Jagex were to approach us and in essence want to give us a hand with ads, then sure, we would greatly block those ads, but in the meantime, they're part of our revenue stream and we have to do what we can with what we have. So unfortunately, we're not going to be moving up to a gold website, I guess. So I don't know. Listeners, what do you think? You think this is a good idea or not? Let us know. You can post in the topic or send us questions next week.
It is... I should just, sorry, make a short disclaimer. Not that I have anything against when I was complaining about those platinum level fan sites before. Not that they're bad or anything, but I think it should be
Yeah, they're all good in their own right, you know?
Yeah.
They're all good for something.
It should be more varied. I don't know what it's because it's Jagex's criteria. They can, I suppose. That's
yeah. They end up doing what they want.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, anyways, so link will be in the notes to this quick find code and the topic. So, or it's just sticky at the top of general. Anyways. That's it for RuneScape updates.
It's disappointing because we're doing the best we can, and
And you know it's part of our revenue stream, and
they can't ask for anything more than that.
Full disclosure here: if we wanted to, we could be making a profit now, but that would involve unblocking all the real world trading and gold selling ads, and that's something that we don't want to do because we both feel it's against the rules of websites, you know.
Yeah.
So, but anyways,
that would kind of condemn us with Jagex in the same.
Yeah, it would condemn
at the same
us down
time.
To bronze.
So we can't really do that, but
yeah. So it's a delicate balance of where we are in the spectrum. But
yeah.
Anyways, thank you.
Oh well,
we got three audio questions this week. The first audio question is from Defy All Odds.
Dear hosts. Defy All Odds here. Just wondering if you guys ever thought about having a combat, melee, magic range, bounty hunter, or whatever, whether it be monsters, EXP, for an advisor. Because whenever you guys seem to talk about monsters or combat, you don't really know much. Not to be offensive or anything, but just wanted to know if you guys ever gave it some thought. And if so, how could you apply? Alright, thanks. Defy All Odds out.
Okay. Well, you want to go first?
I think we do the best job that we can to answer the questions, you know, to the best of our ability. So I understand that We're not the best people to ask about combat a lot of the time, especially PvP and things like that. Bounty Hunter and... But, you know, we do the best we can.
Yeah.
And...
Everybody has their own specialty at everything, and granted, you in the past have run various boss takedown events for the events crew before you're taking over Brad's old position here. So,
I know a little bit about
the various tactics involved in that.
I'm no expert, of course, but I know those basics.
But we don't PK. But the thing is to also remember is that we also both are relatively high combat level, I would say, compared to most of the listener base out there. So I think that does qualify us for answering the combat-related questions and whatnot. But another thing you can do if you want to be helpful is we're not going to be hiring any kind of advisors, as you put it, as in somebody who will be sitting next to us and feeding us answers, because personally I don't like the idea of that. It makes a whole lot more impersonal, you know, because you have somebody providing the answers to you.
Yeah, and that's right. Yeah.
If you've ever watched a Help TV show and you see people are always waiting for an answer before they talk, is it someone's telling it in the air? That just doesn't give me a good feeling. So next time, if you think you might have a better idea on how we could have answered one of our questions, what I suggest you do is, since we have the wiki and everything publicly available, which you can access from update.rsbma.com from any episode, so you can take the question you have an issue with, submit a question for next week, say, for example, Shane and Chief in episode 250 question about such and such from X user, I think that such and such a better way would have been a better way to answer this question. You can kind of send in a follow-up to the question. So there's nothing to prevent you from doing that.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that. That would be really helpful.
Yeah, because in a way that kind of makes it a two-way street with communication. The original person's communicating to us, we're communicating back to them, and then we're being used as a conduit for other listeners to engage with one another, so...
Yeah. Perhaps we should make that more clear in the questions topic or something like
that. Yeah, or in the FAQ, I'll add something
that. On the other hand, there is always, if you don't want to bother with writing or doing an audio question, or just writing a question or anything like that, you can always just answer in the topic, can't they? Because, I mean, a few weeks
like
back...
Like the discussion episode, like the... last week's episode 250 discussion topic, you mean?
Where is it? I'm trying to find the one I'm thinking of. It was the Mjolnir. The Mjolnir. I forget how to pronounce it now. But Metal Maniac told me that I did everything wrong. Yeah, 249. Metal Maniac told me that you don't have to remove your key from the keyring to use it. He said that Shane actually had the pronunciation of the Mjolnir right.
Oh my god!
How did you pronounce it, by the way? Because
I honestly don't remember.
Oh, God. And at the ranged question, we forgot the most profitable method, the Blue Dragons. That's the way he trained. So you know, you can post that, and we'll look at that, and other people look at that, and so that's...
As well as
the questions topic there... I mean, not the questions topic, the topic on the forums. As well as the topic on the forums, there is the wiki, the update website itself, and you can post comments on that. And
yeah.
Ideally,
what we'd like is a way to integrate everything. I know it's kind of hard because WordPress makes publishing the podcast so easy, but the forums is a good forum discussion, so it's a question of what do, you know? So
yeah,
I'm not sure on that, but anyways.
Although, and back to what you were saying, it would be cool if you could write actual questions to answer things, because then, of course, they get said on the update, don't they?
On
the next show.
Yeah, so... It,
everyone hears them.
Yeah,
actually, yeah, that is the way to...
People hear your own voice. So.
Combine it all.
Yep.
So if you want to be an advisor, actually just do that. Answer the questions with audio questions, and there you go.
Yeah, so...
Or anything
Thank
like
you.
That. That's the perfect way. I think that's our compromise. Okay.
Yeah, that's good. User interaction is always a good thing.
That raises a very good point. Thank you, Defy All Odds.
Hey, it's Jacobini. I had a few quick questions. Have you ever seen or heard of the RuneScape music videos? Because I've seen them, and they have some pretty cool editing. And the other question, if you do any video editing, what programs do you use? Because I use Final Cut Pro for some of my editing, and I kind of like it, but I wanted to explore some more with them. I've tried the Adobe After Effects demo, and I like it a little bit. So, yeah. Bye.
RuneScape music videos? You have a favorite?
I thought he was referring to a particular...
I don't know. He just said the RuneScape music video, but I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, I have to admit, because I don't really go on YouTube that often, just full stop, let alone looking at RuneScape things.
Yeah, we're not those kind of...
I barely look at RuneScape things at all, actually.
But we're not those kind of YouTube people.
We're not those kind of people. We do productive things on the computer.
That sounds so bad to say. We're not those kind of people, you know?
I think it's fair, actually. Not that we're condemning anyone out there.
I only go on YouTube if I if I'm getting something sent by someone, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty much the same as me as well. Yeah, I've watched a few RuneScape music videos before, mainly because they've been posted on the forum and stuff like forums and things like that.
Let's see.
Some of them are kind of cool, but again, it's not really my type of thing.
I searched for RuneScape music video, and the first video that comes up, I don't know why, it's the Mean Kitty song. It's not even RuneScape related.
Maybe because kitties play RuneScape.
Yeah, I don't know.
And
you want a kitty?
Adults with no lives.
Let's see.
That was slightly unnecessary.
Okay. Here's one with 1.1 million views. Word up from Korn.
It's a joke.
Do you know Korn?
I do know them. Yes, my brother used to listen to them.
Okay.
He's moved on to rap and stuff now. So.
Oh, it's too bad.
Actually, I think Korn was probably better than rap.
So I'm sorry. We aren't involved in music videos, so yeah. Anyways, video editing.
If you want to give us a RuneScape music video to put in our channel, I'm sure we will be more than happy to do that. Because we haven't updated that in a while, have we?
No, we haven't. And that's also something. If you have, as Chief said, videos, send us a link and we'll favorite them. On the channel. Yeah, which is youtube.com/BNBstaff. So, I don't know. I figure if we're not putting our own videos up, show off some of our listeners, users, communities' videos, you know?
Yeah, because those favorites appear on our channel, don't they?
Maybe. Yeah, they do.
Oh, did you just say that?
Right. Yeah, I did.
Shh.
Video editing?
I've mostly used Adobe Premiere Pro in the past. And I have tried Sony Vegas, but it really depends. They both have their merits. I could use either of them, and they're both good programs. Sony Vegas is probably better for the average user because it's a bit easier to use and more straightforward. Premiere Pro is a bit hardcore, and it's really annoying in some aspects. The only problem I have with them is that they suck at exporting videos. I've never found a good way to use that to do that.
You need to get CS4 because CS4 has an exporter application.
Yeah, that's true, but I'm not that rich, unfortunately. So what I've done is every time I've exported one, I've exported it in, say, the highest quality I could or something, and then I've re-exported it using QuickTime. And that usually does the trick.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. Lots of pros do that too.
It tends to work, but it's not
takes
the
a long time.
Convenient processes. Yeah, it means double export time.
As it's for me,
frustrating, but it's okay. I'll get over it.
It's true. Continue. Because of the time involved and everything. In the past, I've used to use iMovie because it's iMovie, the older one. It's very nice. It's better than the current version of iMovie, I think, and it's better than any Windows Movie Maker was, because it kind of was a entry step up into something like Premiere Elements or something. But it's pretty much all I use now, unless it's a big thing. But I haven't done a big planned out thing since Hands in My Pockets. So yeah. But
continue.
Many moons ago I did use Premiere Pro, and that was like back at version 1, so I haven't touched it since. But
I've tried opening up in my computers class at school, we had to do these screencast sort of things on the computer to take a video in sort of like documentation of how to do things. And so I tried opening up, I wanted to edit some of them, and I tried opening up Adobe After Effects, and I actually had no idea how to use that, just probably because I was so used to using Premiere Pro. So I let's just say I'm not too keen on After Effects. If you're gonna
use it to
one of those, you might as well just use Premiere Pro. But
you can
that's
use
my
it
opinion.
To make all kinds of like effects and everything. You can make like a transporter effect or a cloaking device effect, you know?
Oh, okay, if you say so.
Yeah.
Didn't work for me. I had no idea what I was doing.
Yeah, the school computers probably aren't powerful enough for
it,
you know?
They're all right, actually. They have Athlon dual core processors and 2 gigs of RAM, and they're
enough.
Running XP. So, oh shush! That's like basically as good as my computer, except with a way worse processor. I need more RAM. But I thought it should have handled it. The only thing it didn't handle was exporting it, and I didn't want to wait for that because it would have taken probably the duration of my entire class. So,
okay.
Anyway, in a nutshell, you have to be patient with these sorts of things, and it doesn't really matter which program you use. So my answer was, for the average user, Sony Vegas, otherwise Premiere Pro.
For my bet for the average user would be Premiere Elements. It's actually easier to use than Premiere Pro.
Oh,
you should look at it.
Same thing.
Thank you, Jackabooney. Last audio question is from Parker Man.
Hello, Shane, Chief Snake, and any other hosts for this week. I have some questions for you guys. First, I'm currently really bored of combat because I just died and lost about 700k worth of items, and I was just wondering what skills you would recommend for me getting up. And I am currently 15 farming, and I'm getting really, really low herb patch, like how many herbs I get per harvest for herbs. I was just wondering what's the average number you guys get per patch. Thanks. ParkourMan99. It's ParkourMan99. If you don't know what parkour is, look it up on Wikipedia or something. Thanks. Bye.
We were just discussing your name before the show, actually. I know what parkour is. I can't remember how we pronounced your name last week, though.
I think I said Parker.
I'm assuming it was Shane who said it wrong, because...
Yeah, I think I said Parker, not Parkour.
But don't worry. I've clued him up now. He knows what it is. And he did Wikipedia it, so...
Yeah, I did. And you don't do parkour, do you?
I don't know. I know a couple of people who do that.
La art du déplacement.
I'm not even going to try to pronounce that, because I hate pronouncing the word art, because it has silent T and things like that. My friend's mum pronounced it for me last week. You know, the one who speaks French. Because she was talking about some place in Montreal, actually. Yeah, La Place des Arts. Des Arts or something. The place of arts, literally.
How do you say that accented E with the thingy?
Is that in déplacement?
Yeah.
la. What is it?
The art du...
Oh, la, something or other. Du déplacement.
Okay, there you go.
Déplacement.
Right, skills to get up. I Googled your name, not Googled, looked your name up on the high scores, and not many of those stats are ranked, so... what I would recommend for you, Parkour Man 99.
It's a currently, start. Don't worry, I'll teach him.
Currently level 40 Slayer, 33 Agility, 54 Fletching, and 60 Defense. I don't know, it really depends on what you want to do. If you're not liking combat, you should probably at this stage just move into find a skilling skill that you like. One of the three primaries I always found good was... discovering if you like one of those and then going for higher in those, that is woodcutting, fishing, or mining. For me,
yeah,
woodcutting.
Right. The primaries.
Yeah. Yep. But just...
Don't mine.
Why not?
No one likes mining. That just goes without saying.
But people have 99 mining.
Okay, you can if you want. Fine. Just, yeah, like Shane said, just find out if you like something and...
Yeah, go with that.
That's basically all you can do.
Because what I was going to say is, even if you're not into combat at this stage, in the future it might be useful for you to expand your combat horizons, if put it that way, because combat is always good to have. It makes doing certain things easier, even if you have the higher levels, like for questing and everything. I'm not sure if you're interested in questing art at all, because I always found questing fun with the storylines and whatnot. So, yeah. But currently, RSBNB has 5 level 99 miners.
Which is pretty impressive, because mining is...
Yeah, it is. Says the person who has level 80.
Only because that was the last skill I got to level 80, and I have all skills over 80 now. So.
Oh, you're a nerd. Anyway,
that's the first time you've ever used that in a derogatory sense towards me.
Yeah, I don't know, farming. I always advise farming, but realistically, if you were wanting,
huh? Oh, sorry, no, I misheard you. No.
Okay, realistically, if you're wanting to make money with skilling, your best bet, I don't know, a hunter maybe. Sell the chinchampas, get 99 after you get like. In the 70s or so, move on to the chinchampas. That would be good. Or another thing you could do is just continue to farm and farm herbs, and eventually you'll find yourself really rich and throw in the miscellanea kingdom with that, and one day you'll have 99 farming and 99 herb lore and have 94 million GP just sitting around that you're too cheap to spend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That happens.
So, yeah, it does. To someone I know. But
yeah.
I don't know.
I wish I had 99 herb lore.
Yeah, I don't advise getting 99 herb lore now because it's mega
those
expensive.
Potions are, oh yeah, it's frustrating.
I think the overload potion was part of the reason why I was able to do the Nomad's Quest.
Hmm.
So.
Anyway, what was the rest of that question to do with?
Oh, how many? How many herbs do we get average pre-yield?
You should always make sure that you've got magic secateurs. I don't know if you read my... if you watched my video. You have to have magic secateurs because they give you more herbs per patch. And so if you're wielding magic secateurs, you should get a minimum of 5 herbs per patch. And I've found that the average is about 7 or 8. Which
yep, I would agree with that.
That much, considering the minimum. But, and the maximum... What have you got? Have you got 16?
Yeah, 17.
17? Okay. I think my maximum's probably been 16. Or, if that, probably less than that.
Yeah. And I talk to my herbs.
Yeah. That helps.
That's the only reason you should stand at a herb patch, is if you're talking to them.
I agree.
Okay. So, I wonder if we missed anything on that one. I don't think so.
If we did, someone else can answer it.
Yeah, there we go.
Be our advisor.
Thank you, Parkour Man. Next question.
Dear Shane and Chief, or Chief and Shane, besides Star Trek Online, what game would you play if RuneScape was to be closed down? I probably wouldn't play a game. I would get a life.
Well, you don't play that much as it is.
No. I did pretty well, yeah.
And you do have a life.
To a degree. Some people would argue that.
Like who?
The majority of the people I know.
Okay. So what game would you play?
I don't know. Team Fortress 2. I have COD 4 as well, which I don't play. Ever.
That's too bad. It was a good game. But,
snopping into it. Those are basically... Oh, I used to play one called MU Online a long time ago.
MU Online?
MU, just two letters.
Oh, okay. I thought you said emu, like the bird.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, my accent does that sometimes.
Okay.
Well, I don't know, actually, but I assume it does to you guys.
I would just play the Flavor of the Month, whatever that is, and that right now is Modern Warfare 2, unfortunately.
I don't know. But if it was me, I don't know how I started RuneScape, because I did pretty well to get to where I am now, because I wouldn't do it again. I don't think I would anyway. It would take far too long, and I don't have that kind of patience anymore. It was probably one of the reasons I don't play.
Don't you think?
Oh, what was that?
Peer pressure.
Peer pressure. Yeah. Well, yeah, a combination of that and... Yeah, actually, that was probably what kept me playing it. Peer pressure. Exactly.
Also...
Yeah, exactly. That's the only... Yeah, being an RSPB, that counts as peers. Yep.
Next part.
That's the only reason I still am on RuneScape. Oh, also, I'm going for... Currently going for 99 strength, and I'm at Armored Zombies. What is the best method for 99 strength that you know of? Thank you. Your active listener, internal, with a 1.
Yeah, I agree. Armored Zombies.
Armored Zombies it is, then. I haven't done that quest that lets you do Armored Zombies.
Yeah, that's Wall Gothic Sleeps.
Oh, okay. I thought it was that Defender of Varric.
No. The Wall Gothic Sleep part adds on the area where you can fight them and everything.
Well,
that's a common place to go for, like, just general training with them, so-called. I don't think you can AFK there, not that you should, but I know people there who, during our combat skill of the month a while back, who used a sacred clay, like armor piece or weapon, not the weapon, like a leg or something, and they got insane XP, so definitely Armored Zombies. If it was me personally training to 99 strength, I'd just go for higher Slayer levels and use my scimitar. That's what I would do. Granted, it'd be slower, but I'd get more drops and everything out of it. So, or even just camp at the Abyssals. That's what I would
do. How did you get 99 attack again? Did you just...
Slayer.
Slowly, yeah. See, Slayer is the best method.
Yeah.
I have to say, personally.
Thank you, internal, with a 1. Would that be 1-ternal?
No, because then you miss out the N.
1-ternal, there you go.
1-internal.
Hey, Chief and Shane, I need some fishing advice. I'm currently only 68 fishing, don't laugh. Don't worry, we won't. I was only that until a year ago or so, so that's okay. And all the guides I've read are advising that I fly fish at Chilo Village. But this method seems so slow, too much time, not to mention boring. What methods do you think are best to level with? Okay. As you guys probably know, with Project Brad, I'm going for 99 fishing. Slowly. Still doing monkfish. Going to be changing to barbarian fly fishing because those give the best XP in game. I think it's upwards of past 40k an hour or so. But yeah, if you don't want to do mugfish and you don't have the levels for the barbarian fly fishing, I definitely think that Shiloh fly fishing is the best way to go if you don't have the high levels, which you don't. But generally, I think, of course, would be monkfish or fly fishing at Shiloh or barbarian until the late 90s. And then if you're feeling adventurous, you could go catch the rocktail in the Living Rock Dungeon.
Mm.
Because those don't really pick up until the late 90s in terms of XP. So, I don't know. But, yeah, unfortunately, that is the best way to go, and it's boring.
Yeah, I have to fully agree. It feels like not that long ago that I had 68 fishing as well, so I'm definitely not going to laugh at that.
yeah.
I remember what I did once was I did this with my friend. He told me to do it. We, at the fishing guild, basically, I did my homework while I was fishing lobsters.
Yes, so lots of people do that. Lots of people do that.
Yeah, now you tell me. No, but yeah, it's that slow, so after that, I think, yeah, Shiloh must be the fastest.
Yeah, unless you go barbarian. And that's what Brad would have said if he was here. So, yes.
Okay, passing on the wisdom.
Yes, another short question. Could you give me a rundown on what item flipping is and how to make money from it? Thanks, guys, from Meltdown. I haven't touched item flipping since January.
I haven't really either.
Well, do you want to give a brief introduction, or should I?
You probably have more experience now than I do.
Okay, what you do basically is, or no, what item flipping is, first of all, it's taking an item on the Grand Exchange, buying it for a lower price, slightly above min or slightly below market, and selling it for slightly below market or slightly below max. And then in doing that, logically, the more you have, the more money you make, the more the item. So, in order to do that, you need to pick an item that has high liquidity, meaning it flows easily from person to person. You can buy it in large quantities from people who are dumping them on the Grand Exchange. So, in other words, the best items for these. As an example, there are other items that work, but if you're just looking to get started, the best that I did back in January were Tele tablets. And then you just buy those from the people coming in from their house getting magic XP. Then there's also the people who are buying them, who are the ones who are PKing or skilling on the non-conventional spellbook who need teleports. So they'll buy them for as high as they can get. So with that, you make money off them. That's pretty much how it works. The only trick is you have to be vigilant. And you have to watch the graphs and know when an item is going to crash so you can quit if it's going to crash. Because you don't want to be stuck with a whole bunch of with a crashed item. That's how I ended up with 80 crafting. So, yeah.
It happens to everyone, though. So
yeah.
If you're going to flip items, you just have to be prepared for that, really.
Yeah. I think I ever did. I think once I made $2.5 million in one day.
But yeah, so it can be extremely rewarding or frustrating if you get it wrong. But, you know, it's just one of the things that you have to... Yeah, that's one of the things that comes
with. Another day, I think I might have lost 500k or so. So, as you can see, it's...
You would certainly lose them.
Yeah, it's kind of like gambling the stock market. You have to watch the graphs, know when to buy, know when to sell. So, but it's always good to... make sure you have money involved first. And if you don't, just start off with something that everybody needs. Like, what are they? Rune armor pieces, the ones from Treasure Trails? Because at the Grand Exchange, the free-to-play people go crazy for those.
They do indeed.
So, yeah. You have anything else to add?
No, that's really about it.
Thank you, Meltdown.
Next one. Dear Shane and Chief Snake... times 6, something rather. *6*. If you wanted to look very sexy, how would you dress? Shane?
Why do you ask me first?
Because I don't want to answer this. No. You just go.
I honestly have no opinion on this. I just dress how... Whoa, what was that?
What was
still there? Sounded like you like lost your headset or something.
No.
Okay. I honestly just dress how I feel like I want to dress. I don't really put much thought into that. So we're probably not the best people to ask for advice on this.
Speak for yourself. No. I wouldn't use the word sexy. If I wanted to look very suave, is that the word?
I don't know.
I don't know, really. I'd wear a nice collared shirt and pants of any sort, really. I mostly only own sort of black dress pants anyway, and then a pair of jeans and some track pants. So I don't have a lot of choice, just, you know, dress pants and, yeah, a collared shirt and a nice
belt. Because the only day
tie.
He doesn't dress up is Saturday, because every other day he's at school or church.
Yeah, unfortunately I have to wear formal uniform at school anyway.
Which is good. I think that's a good thing to do.
I quite like it, though. Yeah, I like my uniform compared to other people's. It is very sort of a strict uniform, but it looks quite good. Personally, yeah. I would say that.
See, the thing is that if you get people who are having strict dress code like that in high school, I think it's important because it instills a sense of order into the people, and they're easier to be controlled, you know? And at that point in life,
easier
that's a
to
good
be
thing
controlled.
To have, you know? So...
Actually, I was discussing that with someone else the other day, or not that specifically, but the focus of schools, really, and the entire purpose of them to create individuals who can be used in the workforce.
Yes.
So essentially
I agree
mold
with
them
that.
Into
productive members of society.
Yeah. It's kind of sad in a way.
Because if you have a bunch of people who are just loose cannons, what good is that? Because everybody needs... There needs to be people to be obeyed upon and people to control them. So, I don't know how we got on that, but anyways,
which is sad.
Yes.
Sorry, yeah. I just wanted to bring it up. That was my tangent. My fault.
Right. That's okay. Next
sad,
part.
But necessary in a way. If you had three pets, what would you name them? Thanks, guys. From Kyle 3285.
If I had three pets, what would I name them?
I have one dog, and his name is Pepper. So if I had another one, its name would be Salt. And then if I had another one, its name would be Paprika. And yes, those are the names of the seasoning things. What do you call them? The spices on Blue's Clues.
Yeah. Oh, is that how the dog got his name?
No, it's not, but that's how I got Paprika. Sorry, I just remember that from a long, long time ago. Your turn.
Did you watch that show? Please,
yes,
please?
That is very sad. No, I didn't watch it.
Did you name the dog?
Somehow plucked that out of the corner of my memory. No, that I don't think I named it, no. I forget how we came to call it Pepper.
It would depend on what kind of pet it would be, you know? I never really put much thought into this. Like, what's wrong with just cat, dog, and fish? If you have a cat, a dog, and a fish, you know?
Come here, cat. Come here, dog. Actually, my dad just refers to him as dog sometimes.
See?
Or monster.
Okay. Yeah, so he must have, like, bit him or something once, right?
No.
Okay.
An exaggeration because he's completely harmless.
Okay.
But he barks at everything he sees, essentially.
Yeah, I'm
so
sorry.
We
I don't know what
him
I would
as the
name
monster.
I don't know. Anyways. Thank you, Kyle3285. Dear Shane and Chief, if you were a Transformer, what would you turn into? Also, if you could invent one thing, what would it be and why? Thanks, Magic.
So that is a creative implying question.
That we have mechanical parts that can, like, turn into other things? Because, you know, Transformers are mechanical. We're not.
Yeah. I assume so.
I just a little bit more disclosure here. I had never seen the Transformers movie, and I don't intend to. I was
really?
Never into those things, and I don't plan to be into those kind of things.
No, I didn't think I was either. And I thought everyone was, you know, people talk about the Transformers movies, and they, I used to think, what are they talking about? It's just one of those lame fads that's going to pass eventually, because I thought it was, you know, it's like one of those kids things. And yeah, I wasn't into that at all. And then I saw the second Transformers movie and it was like amazing. And so then I watched the first one. And
did you see it in 3D?
So no, I didn't actually.
Oh, good.
I don't think our cinema's cool enough for that.
That's good.
But,
that's good.
Yeah.
So what would you transform into?
I don't know. I'm not that into Transformers. The movies were cool, but that's just getting a bit sad now.
I'd transform into a fighter jet.
You wouldn't transform into a spaceship of any type?
If I said a fighter jet.
Oh, well, will that transport you to Mars? No, it won't.
No, it won't, but
I would have thought that
I'm assuming that Transformers is Earthbound, so I'm trying to be true to the franchise.
Well, actually, didn't they travel from some faraway galaxy?
I don't know. You're the one that saw the movie.
Yeah, I'm not that into it though. It was cool, but
do you own any of the toys?
No.
Okay. So, what would you turn into?
I have a friend who has a Transformers school bag, actually.
At this age?
Yes. She refers to herself as Megatron. Oh, no, Optimus Prime. And one of her friends is Megatron.
I see.
Yes.
I see. That's is that strange?
It is strange, in my opinion.
Okay.
I just thought I'd throw that out there. avoiding the question at the same time. If I was a Transformer, I would turn into a fighter jet so that I could fly across the skies with you, Shane.
Okay. Okay. And if you could invent one thing, what would it be? For me personally, it'd be a device that could harness mass amounts of energy to fold space and time. In doing so, I could travel anywhere, and I could travel at any time. You remember that 10th Dimension video that talked about quick
yes,
and easy ways to travel
yes.
through time and space?
Layton showed me this one last night, actually. I think it was last night or the night before. No, it was the night before. Which was all about how string theory works. It was from, you know, TED? The website TED?
No.
You don't know
you'll
that?
Have,
the one,
no,
it's the one that has all
that
the like the inspirational speakers and things.
No, you'll have to link that
it's,
to
it's
me.
It's really famous. Even Bill Gates spoke at it once or something or other. But anyway, yeah, I'll have to link
oh,
you
yeah,
to it.
Oh, yeah, I know TED Conference, but I don't know. I
oh,
didn't
yeah.
know there was something
yeah, that's
about
all.
String theory there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll link it to you then. Yeah, it was really interesting. It was similar to that the 10th Dimension video.
Yeah, so I think we should just give a little bit of a rundown here. Anybody that doesn't know, the desk that you're sitting at or the thing you're sitting on is made up of atoms of various elements, most likely carbon in the case of wood. So, and then in there, you know, you got your regular atomic structure. You got the atom, and then you got the nucleus and stuff. Then you got the electrons and protons orbiting the nucleus of the atom, you know, right?
Yeah.
And then you got the subatomic stage, which is below that threshold, that's when things get really, really wonky at the quantum physics level. What string theory suggests is that there are tiny little string-like kind of things, as they describe them, vibrating in there. And then at that level, the vibration is unique to this dimension and stuff, but at a completely different dimension, that same atom exists, but vibrating at a different frequency. So, yeah, string theory is kind of interesting. So, if you know anything about string theory out there, or you happen to be a theoretical physicist in string theory, contact us.
Yes, please do.
We'd like to know more about string theory. What would you invent?
A Large Hadron Collider that actually works.
It did work. They collided things at speed.
Oh, well, it worked, yes, but it didn't...
It didn't reach the energy levels that they wanted yet. At the end of 2011.
Oh, so. Okay, if you say so. Layton did tell me that they discovered something different, though. Something like... replicating fusion. I don't know.
I'll have to look into that. I haven't been keeping up on that. Yeah, I'm sorry for the tangent. We have a tendency here to, at least I do have a tendency to talk about rather interesting things that aren't quite real yet in terms of tangible evidence that you can see right in front of you. But thank you, Magic. Thank you. Next one.
Long time no see, guys. Thought I would stop by and ask a question. Anyway, how do you think the world is going to end? By world, I mean the human race as we know it. Yes. How do you think the world is going to end, Shane? I think the Large Hadron Collider is going to form a black hole and... Oh, no, I do not. I don't foresee the world ending in... the foreseeable
our
future.
Lifetime, right?
No.
The only way it will end is...
Therefore, it does not bother me at this point.
The only thing that I can see realistically would be some form of catastrophic asteroid impact that we're not able to avert, which is all the mere reason why space travel is important. Or if we somehow make it another 4.5 billion years, we'll get swallowed up by the sun and burnt to a crisp if we stay here and do nothing. Because as the sun dies, it's going to slowly swell and expand into a red giant, encompassing all of the inner planets, but maybe not Mars. Yeah. So that's a doomsday prediction for Earth in about 4 billion years or so. Not that we'll be here, but yeah, that's what's going to happen. I personally don't give in to this idea of, oh, we're going to destroy ourselves with nuclear weapons and all that stuff, you know? I don't give in to that. What about you?
It could happen.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
But I'm not... No. There was that thing on Dig, I think, ages and ages ago about... Or not ages... No, was it even on Dig? I don't know. But it was how many nukes would be required to destroy the world.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to how many nukes we currently have. So I think we're fine for a while.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so how do you want to end the world?
Oh. I don't know. I think man will probably work out some way to do that. Eventually. But I hope not in our lifetime.
I just think you could be the one to avert it.
Woo.
Anyways, also, do either of you have played COD 4 for the PC? If you do, please hit me up and play with me sometime. Thanks,
I do own COD 4. Doesn't mean it. Sorry.
Finishing the question.
Killjoy forever. Right.
I own it too, but yeah, I don't really play it. Mostly Modern Warfare 2 on the Xbox now. So, chances of playing COD 4 on the PC aren't too great, unless a whole bunch of RSBNBers with COD 4 emerge and we end up doing a COD 4 PC event. Paul,
I would
if you're
play
listening.
That.
Yeah, me too. We wouldn't. We'd be able to do if it with the timing worked for me as well. But yeah, that's right. You're in a really awkward time zone. So, yeah, would you play with him?
I haven't even got it installed in my computer at the moment.
So probably not then. Okay. Thank you, Killjoy.
No, unfortunately not.
Next one.
How long have you owned your current email address, and how long do you foresee using it for? Unless Microsoft go bust or decide to shut Hotmail down, I'm intending to use my current address for as long as I need one for. Besides, changing it would be near impossible, what with all the people, websites, and services who use it. From AQUW. I forget how to pronounce that again. Every week. Shocking. My current email address I've had since, I think, May last year.
I was wondering why you weren't getting the forum emails, eh? Is you didn't change your forum email account.
Oh, no, I still get those. They forward to me.
Oh, okay.
I set up forwarding. Yeah. Oh, no, it does send straight to my one. Yeah, it does. So what happened? Did I actually change my... Okay, I'm going to look that up now. But yeah, I've had it since May last year. The one before that I'd had for a long time. It was my first Gmail email address, which was when Gmail was first released, basically. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I had to get an invite for that.
Yeah, that's when I had my Gmail one, too, as well. I've had it since, I don't know, probably around the summer of 2004 when it first came out, my Gmail one.
That sounds about right, actually, because I got it in... Yeah, when I was in intermediate school. Oh my god, that was a long time ago.
Oh my.
So yeah, that definitely needed changing last year. So I got one slightly more fitting, even though it's still, no one has any idea what it means.
I've had my MSN since I was in grade 7.
So oh yeah, my MSN.
About 12 years now.
Wow.
Yeah. Or maybe 10
My MSN has gone slightly longer. But, I mean, slightly less time than yours, because it is...
You should change your MSN address, I'll tell you
why later. I
should
actually change it, because everyone tries to email me on it, and I never get anything.
It doesn't work if people try to email, hey?
No.
You want
Which is kind of a good thing, actually.
Com?
Pardon?
Do you want Chiefsnake at rsbnb.com?
I could do.
Or Chiefykins? we'll talk about that later. Anyways, where were we?
That would involve, like, changing everything. I should make two separate accounts so I can have one for people I know in real life and one for... No, because then the only person on the RSVP account would be you. And maybe
that's
Mike
a bad
and,
idea.
Yeah, the other moderators.
That's a bad idea, because then you have to manage too much. But
yeah,
anyways.
That would be too much for me, because I can't multitask as it is.
I think having one account is best, even if it's something that you... don't check your email at, like, I don't check my email at the shane1208@hotmail.com, but yet I use it for MSN, which I don't know why, I never changed over to Gmail, which, and, you know, it's really annoying having a really common last name, because I wasn't able to get my back, in, like, a few months after Gmail started, I wasn't able to get firstname.lastname@gmail.com.
Oh, I don't think I could either.
Well, you could throw in some things, like make Bradley, like Bradley, L-E-E, you know? Anyways.
But I wouldn't do that. Oh dear, who's here?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
I should be fine for a bit. Continue, see how much we can get done.
Right, thank you, Acuer. Dear Chief Snake and Snake 1... Dear Chief Shane and Snake 1288, what about RuneScape do you think makes people do the same task over and over again, but they never get bored? Assuming Jagex never stops making updates, how long do you plan on playing RS? Stay frosty. Lord Steemo. I don't think it's that people don't get bored. I think it's that people have coping mechanisms, you know, of, like, watching videos or browsing the forums or YouTube or something, you know? that makes it a seemingly boring task more bearable, because you're not exactly focusing on it full time. Do you agree there?
Yeah. I think the sense of accomplishment is what.
Yes, that too.
People search for. And also, yeah. Sorry, I wasn't listening enough during that question. But, yep. Sounds about right. Whatever you said, I will agree with it.
How long do you plan on playing RuneScape if assuming Jenix will never stop making updates?
I hope not that much longer. for as long as I do this podcast, I think I will be playing it.
Yeah, it's just like the same kind of thing that Brad did before, play for the podcast's sake and everything. As for me, until I find something more profitable to do with my time.
More profitable?
Yeah.
Righto.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you, Lord Steemo. Last question. I had to put this one in.
Dear Shane and Dub, Brad Backwood, I have a question for two for you. Right. Oh, sorry, I'm dying here. One, have you ever been kicked, bitten, or owned by a kangaroo? For Brad. No. I have seen kangaroos before in the zoo, where they are surrounded by fences and you cannot get to them. So, no, I have not. Because I've never been
to
Australia.
That's Australia that has wild kangaroos.
Yeah, Australia is slightly different to New Zealand in the sense that we don't have the native animals that they do.
Instead, you got big birds that ate children. Remember that story last summer that was on Dig about this bird that would eat a child of like 4 years old?
Sorry, say that again.
Remember that story that was on Dig? About
oh, is this the Haast eagle?
I don't know. It would like pick up. It was able to pick up a bird the size of like a child and like eat
it. If it was the New Zealand one, then it will be the Haast eagle.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I cut that out for.
But isn't that long extinct?
Something I did an art design last year. Pardon?
Isn't that extinct?
Yes, it is. way extinct.
Yeah. So. No wild animal problems for him there. Next part.
Number two. Who was your best friend in life in RuneScape? What? Is that asking two separate questions? Who was your best friend in life? Full stop. In RuneScape. Full stop. What was your favorite moment with both of them?
I think so, because it says with both of them.
Oh, yep, okay. That's difficult. Question. I've had many best friends over the years. In RuneScape? Oh, in RuneScape, I used to have a friend from RSVMB whose name was Steve, or Thief. Thief.
Oh, I remember him.
Numbers on the forums. And I had some fun times with him. We used to,
I saw him once on...
And a couple of times we did some random things in RuneScape, and then
I posted
a lot of screenshots on the forums.
I saw him once on a farming run.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think he plays anymore. He's got a life now. I know Brad used to talk to him all the time.
Yeah. He made Brad's rabbit that he had on
the... Yeah, just like he made my, he made my rock. He made Brad's rabbit. So, yeah.
Did you answer the real life part?
Oh, no, I didn't, but your turn. You take that one
okay.
first.
Okay. RuneScape, I'm not too sure on. But I think the real life one would probably have to be Mike. Which I think is fairly self-explanatory. Based on our RuneScape stuff that we've done, trying to solo monsters that were bigger than us, or in real life, taking on impossible gaming challenges that on the hard level rather than just the normal level, but we eventually did get them done. Typically any game that comes out that we both like that has co-op mode that comes on, we do that together. So about the last long time we've been doing stuff like that. So yeah, thank you, Waffle.
Yeah.
I still don't know questions.
Still don't know how I would answer that question, because I've had so many best friends it would be pointless trying to explain who they were and everything.
Each one of them? And how many of them have you played RuneScape?
I don't know. Two?
Are they still your friends?
Sorry, I don't... Some of them, like, I consider many people my best friends, so...
I have
four best friends.
It's kind of hard to do that because they're all fitted in kind of different categories, right?
Yeah. I have multiple groups of people. One of them has been my best friend, or not my best friend. One of them I have known since I was a baby, i.e. in one of those mother's groups that parents go to. And so, yeah, that's how long I've known one of them. Another one has been my friend since he came in intermediate school, and then there are a couple of girls. A long time now.
Okay, thank you, Waffle233. Reminder, if you want to send us questions, wait for the forum topic to go up. You can post your text questions there, or if you have audio questions, those go to questions@rsbnb.com. Make sure we can hear you like we heard our fine people earlier in this show.
Yep. I have good
microphones. Tech news.
Really. I'm a little echoey.
Yeah.
But that's good enough for us. Good enough for questions.
Yeah. Songbird sings a new tune. I put this one in because we like open source stuff.
Oh, yeah. I saw this, actually. I don't know if I've talked to you about it.
No.
After
careful consideration, we've come to the painful conclusion that we should discontinue support for the Linux version of Songbird. Some of you may wonder how a company with deep roots in open source could drop Linux, and we want you to know it isn't without heartache. We have a small engineering team here at Songbird, and more than ever, must stay focused on a narrow set of priorities. Trying to deliver a raft of new features around all media types and access a growing list of devices, we had to make some tough choices. So the software is still going to be open source with the code, meaning you can build it for Linux if you want, but there's not going to be any official Linux support. Which you can see, because Windows is 78% of their market share, Mac is 10.8%, and Linux combined is another 10%. So, yeah. And 91% of their usage is on Windows.
Right. Well, kind of fair enough then. I mean,
yeah,
it's with mixed feelings. I understand why they would be doing this, and so I would support them in it, even though it is disappointing. But I understand that they have to focus their efforts and
Even it's a perfectly good player for Windows, you know? They even have iPod support, I think, as of their last few versions. So, check it out. You had it as a pick a while back. Are you still using it as your media player of choice?
I do still use it. I have actually not bothered to use it lately. I've just been using Windows Media Player. Don't hurt me.
Oh, no, I won't hurt you.
Just because I'm too lazy to use the library, I just go because I've got all my music organized so perfectly as it is, I can just go straight into the folders and go play folder and stuff like that. And I don't use any special playlists, so it works for me.
Okay. So, definitely, yeah.
But, yeah, I still
use
Songbird.
I don't know, not that we have any Linux users. I don't know if we do or not, but...
But if I did use Linux, then I'm... They use Songbird, which so that it is disappointing.
This is just, I think, another reason I put this in is I wanted to make a point that Linux, at this stage of the game is sort of, this is the problem I think it has. It ends up being as though it's this operating system that wants to have all this potential and everything to be the next big thing, but it's not really usable, and because of that, people aren't using it. And then you get people like Songbird who go back and reverse their decision on Linux support, and it just contributes to the problem. So, personally, I think that's part of the reason we're not going to see Linux go anywhere as a desktop.
Yep.
For normal users, that is.
It's a shame.
Yeah. Anyways, you remember when the iPad was first unveiled, we talked about other devices like Slate devices coming. HP has unveiled their offering. $550, specs of a netbook, 32GB version. It comes with an SD card reader, USB, HDMI, VGA webcam, 3-megapixel camera, and SIM card capabilities. They even have a chart done by HP of what the Slate's advantages are and what the advantages of the iPad are. And as you can see in this chart, the iPad's advantages are pricing, battery life, the ability to have 802.11n access, and it has a slightly bigger screen, but really not that much bigger. So.
Oh, it has a conventional SIM card tray. The Slate. That's good. Because I don't think any of the networks over here offer those other ones.
Yeah, I know.
Yet, anyway. Yet.
They shouldn't be offering those ones. SIM card is definitely the way to go.
Yeah.
With this. But
although they did... The cell phone network that I'm on posted on their Twitter that apparently it's rumored that you can take a scalpel to a current SIM card and turn it into a one of those other ones for the iPad. I forget what they call those.
That's interesting.
I don't know if that was meant as a joke or not, but they posted
that. Was it posted on April 1st?
Good question. I don't think it was.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's hard to see, but, you know, there's always just something about the Apple
April
devices. They're built... They have a higher build quality, I think, than the HP stuff. I was looking at one of my group members' laptops today. It was an HP one, and it didn't feel as sturdy as my MacBook. My MacBook of 4 years now. So, we'll see about how this all plays out. And
yeah, you have to admit, Apple does a good job of the hardware.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the real competitors to the iPad won't be the traditional kind of operating systems that you see, like Windows 7, you know? I think it will be more along the lines of mobile operating systems like Android and the like. So, we'll just have to wait until one of those comes around. But, again, on the mobile front, yesterday announced iPhone OS 4, which will, of course, trickle down to the iTouch and the iPad, which brings features that bring the iPhone operating system up to the jailbreaker standards, including multitasking, folders, multiple email accounts, iBooks, better gaming, iAd, basically a way to put ads in your application and make some money back from it. So that's coming this summer. So if you have an iPod Touch or iPhone that's second generation or third generation or 3G or 3GS, you'll be good to go. Which I think goes... I think this update, when it comes for the iPad in the fall, will go a long way to crushing the problems that people have specified with the iPad in the beginning. You know, like all the multitasking and stuff, right?
Yeah.
I think that this will actually bring it up to the point where it can actually be seriously considered as a mobile computing device. Because then you still get the people who say, where's Flash and everything, but do you really need Flash?
Yes.
I don't know. Why?
Well, actually, no. I don't know. I'm just being stubborn. If it was on the iPad, then you could get away without Flash. YouTube uses HTML5 now, doesn't it? So
yeah. And
that would probably be the only thing that I would want Flash for.
Yeah, and it's gone.
It doesn't use it, but it has the option. Sorry.
Okay, so that's it for tech news. So congratulations to all you iPhone, iTouch users out there. You win. You win. That's it for tech news. Any tech news you want to share? String theory, are you good?
I think we've pretty well covered most of it, yeah. We've done well this episode.
Yes, we've been everywhere. We've been to RuneScape, we've been to the politics of online advertising later. But anyways, we want your gaming writers. I mean, we want you if you're interested in writing and you like games for RSBNB Informer. So you can head on over to the forums, forums.rsbnb.com, and find our global announcement on the subject. So, basically what we want you to do is write an article about your favorite game, tell us a bit about it, what's fun, redeeming qualities, and why people should buy it, and also include some other info about yourself and the application process. You have roughly 1 week left to submit this, so please come on and send your applications in. Gaming is one of the more fun positions, I think, on Informer, because you get more freedom to do what you want to write about. Like, if you wanted to review something, that's good, but also if you wanted to expand into a series on, say, the past 10 years of gaming, you could absolutely do that as well and look back at how everything all links back together. So, yes. Forums.rspnb.com.
Yes. Yes.
You want to sign up?
No, I think I'll pass again. I don't have that much spare time.
Yeah, you don't really play that many games, do you?
No, that too, discovered earlier. That would kind of inconvenience me.
Okay, I don't know why we're going to talk about Skill of the Month. It's fire making. Tim is currently winning with 7 million experience. Third is 3 power with 2.3 million experience, and third is -199307 with 1.26 million experience. Everybody, your job for the rest of the month is to try and catch Tim and surpass his XP. It's not fair that someone should win by 5 million XP. There should be a good, healthy competition.
I agree.
Yes. And there's a whole bunch of people out there who haven't got any XP yet, so please get some XP.
I mean, if he can get that much in that short a space of time, how difficult can it be to pass him?
He was burning magics with the Bennett's horn.
So it Lots cannot be that difficult. Do it.
Yes, so pass him. Get 10 million.
Easy.
These skill and months are fine and dandy, but I like it when there's good competition, when you don't know who's going to win until the final results come in, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways, I have a pick, because I didn't get to ask you if you had one, but do you have one? I'll save mine for next week if you do.
No, I don't have a pick, I'm sorry.
Okay. My pick this week is the Overflow family of sites. The people who run, the Overflow family, so like Stack Overflow, then they're run by those people, ServerFault.com and SuperUser.com. Now, some of you guys might not have a use for these sites right now, but one day you might. I'll briefly describe each three of them. First one, Stack Overflow is like a programming help website. If you have a question on a programming problem, ask it there. People will answer and then vote up the question if it's good, and then basically you can advance your power on the site by answering questions and getting a higher reputation. So Stack Overflow is for programming, any platform or language. Then there's ServerFault.com, which deals with system administrators type of questions. So if you have a question about, say, setting up a Linux file server and you're not sure how to do something, you could check ServerFault for that. Then, of course, there's SuperUser.com, which is just a general computer enthusiast kind of site. So, for instance, as Chief was talking about earlier, if he had a question about certain type of video encoding, he could go ask it on SuperUser. So that's the three websites. Those are StackOverflow.com, ServerFault.com and SuperUser.com.
Okay.
What's funny?
Nothing.
Okay. Anyway, so, yeah. I quite like these sites, so check them out. Links will be in the notes. Update.rsbnb.com. And my throat is starting to get choked up here from talking too much, so that means it's time to ask Chief what he's been doing.
Damn it. So is mine. What have we been doing? What have I been doing? I've been relaxing, socializing, actually. Shockingly, I've had a life for the past week. I think Shane will agree with that because he hasn't seen me on MSN that much. Apart from when I went into school on Wednesday to work on some art design stuff. Yeah, I'm really going to have to get down to business next week and do work, unfortunately, I think. Yeah, that's about it, really. I haven't done anything on RuneScape at all since last week.
So in other words, you've been no-lifing playing around with Photoshop and Illustrator on that
day,
and then the other day you've been going out
not
to
even
the bar
that.
And getting
not
drunk
even that.
And everything.
Yeah, well, no. No. Next week I will be no-lifing Photoshop and Illustrator, likely.
Okay.
Yep.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. As for me, I've just been working on the school project again. We were supposed to present today, but the instructor didn't show up, so we present on Monday now. And it's due a week from today, so yippee, then that'll all be done, and final exams. That's pretty much all I've been doing, except a little bit of fishing here and there. Gonna get 87, then move on to barbarian fly fishing. Anything else?
Nope. I think I'm
alrighty,
good.
Then. It's been RSBNB Update 251, taking you from the next interview on the Jagex YouTube channel to the new fad site criteria list, all the way to what animals exist and don't exist in New Zealand. We'll see you next week, everybody. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.